How's everybody doing this afternoon? Good. Well, I appreciate y'all coming out and partaking in this afternoon session. And thank you for your introduction, Dr. Lewis. Today I'll be speaking about impacts on cotton fiber quality from multi-pickings compared to our traditional one-pass systems with our pickers or strippers or harvesters. Like I said, my name is James Griffin, and there's my co-authors, Gaylen Morgan, Amy Kamir, John Snyder, and Ed Barnes, and their respective institutions as well. Just a little information or background what kind of initiated this project. As we all know, every year cotton producers struggle to remove seed cotton from the field. We definitely realized that in 2018. I think all across the cotton belt there's record rainfalls. And then just purely harvest capacity. Acres the last few years have grown, and a lot of guys have not bought in or bought bigger equipment. They probably are now. But just simply trying to get the seed cotton out of the field again. And it's simply logistics, whether that's just getting from point A to point B, field to field, or where a farmer maybe had a breakdown as well. So ultimately what this delayed harvest does is allows lower fruiting positions on the cotton plant to remain in the field longer, subject to degradation through weather events such as rain, wind, sunlight, and so forth. So the hypothesis basically is the multi-pickings, which are essentially hand pickings. I'll go into that a little bit more here down the road. Multiple harvesting will improve either yield potentially or the lint value. And of course, with lint value, we're referring to like length, uniformity, leaf grade, and lint color as well. So the objective of this study was to understand or see the feasibility of removing the cotton, seed cotton from the field earlier and compared again to the traditional one-pass system we have with our harvesters. So a little bit about the site information. It was our location was there at Texas A&M College Station, of course, right outside Snook in the Brazos River bottom. There's the coordinates. The soil type there is a heavy clay, Sips clay. It's on a 0% slope. We furrow irrigated it, and we planted 45,000 seeds per acre. This is also on 40-inch beds. And we managed it for a yield goal of 3 bales. It's very important to note that we had collaborating sites. The data will not be shown today at Verdian, Texas, in the Rolling Plains, and then in South Georgia. Actually at Tifton, Georgia. So the trial arrangement we conducted is a RCBD, a randomized complete block design. There were a total of 5 replications, and the plots were 8 rows wide and 45 feet long. We wanted to use 2 different varieties, an early and a later maturing variety, being 1612 and 1646 Delta Pine, just to get a better feel for the differences different areas may occur, even though 1612 is not necessarily recommended for the South Texas. Well, the main thing, the point of the study was looking at the 3 different harvest methods, like I mentioned earlier. We had a multi-hand picking. I'll go a little bit more into that. We went out multiple times during the season, and we picked all the open bowls. So I think we started on August 16th, and so your 5th, 6th node, first fruiting branches, we would pick whatever's open, and then we would, next 3 days or whatever weather would allow, we would come back in and pick what was open. Theoretically, protocol was established to pick biweekly, Mother Nature allowing. And then, of course, we're doing our traditional single-pass picker. We used a picker there in South Texas. I think South Georgia location did, and so did the Rolling Plains. And then we had kind of a comparison for in between. We went in and picked from one row. We picked 2 meters of length just to kind of get it in between to basically see how much the harvester was potentially doing damage to the fiber quality, to the lint. Once all the everything was harvested, we ginned the samples on a 10-saw table gin, and then we sent off the fiber quality analysis to Cotton Incorporated in Cary, North Carolina. All the data you'll see here proceeding was either done by, or the combination thereof, Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05, and like I said, we had a NOVA values as well that you'll see here. And like I said, again, the main things we're comparing is the 3 harvest methods and their timings. So just to give you a little further illustration or visual, this would be roughly our first hand picking. This is where the majority or the average of the bowls were coming, each individual picking. So the first picking was August 16th. And from the average of all the different reps, the plots, we got roughly 164 pounds or 9% of the overall yield from the multi-picking portion. And then kind of in between, the fourth hand harvest event was conducted on August 27th. It represented 12% of the overall yield. And then the very last hand picking we had was on September 24th, and it represented 5% of the overall yield. I threw a little note in here so you know. Machine harvest average yield from all the plots was 100, Sorry, 1,930 pounds. So let's start looking at the data. I didn't say this earlier, but the multiple hand pickings we did by position. So every time we would pick, we would see where it was on the plant. We separate it out and put it in a different bucket. And this cumulative percentage graph of the lint basically just shows where the distribution of the lint yield is coming from for each picking, essentially. Interestingly enough, first positions there, if you look at it, was 50% of the yield. Position two was roughly 25% of the overall yield. And the positions three and the vegetative were another 25% of the yield. So getting into the actual data. So at College Station, we didn't see a yield gain. As you see, the AIRF value is basically zero. We did have a significance between the yields, between the varieties, between the 1612 and 1646. But regardless of what the picking method was, we didn't have any differences. Well, we did have a lot of differences in the grades, and that's what I'll discuss next. First and foremost, probably had the most impact was color grade. As you imagine, the lower positions typically are sitting out there, like I said before, for a month plus time, resulted in a very high color grade. And on average, is over six. You see there on the left-hand side, as we go through, the first four or five hand pickings that we had were ones and twos, and they were significantly better than everything else. Also, the blue line there is representing when we had time rain events started exponentially. I'll show that graph here in a second. So before, to the left of the blue line, when the rain events began, there was no rain, and after that, you'll see. So obviously, it's fair enough to say that rain had some something to do with the color grade becoming worse. Next, we have mica in there. This is, nothing is surprising here. As we went up the plant, the later and later in the season we got picking, the lower the mica there went. That holds true. We've known that for years. But I did want to point out machine there was, as you would expect, was average. Of course, we're harvesting everything at one time then. So average strength, it has kind of a downward progression, if you will. Pretty good F value there. It's pretty significant, the differences there. And you see there was a slight trend negatively as after the rain events began. In uniformity, you can pretty much say the same case. It significantly fell off the last two hand pickings we had, and the machine was extremely low. That makes sense because it had a lot more short fiber content from the degradation, the cellulose degradation, after all the multiple rain events, and after all this fiber quality or fibers had been in the field for that long of time. So here I actually overlaid the rainfall, and you can kind of see how it goes exponentially from around September 4th. The greenish line is the overall average of the loan values for each individual picking. And you can see there's a pretty significant correlation there between when the rainfall event started and when our loan values decreased, if you will. And you can see very much so down at the bottom, the machine pickings loan values were significantly lower. So then loan values, we took all the different pickings together and put them together and weighted them together, were significantly higher for the multi-pickings, as much as 10 cents. We have an extremely high F value, so it's extremely significant, obviously, compared to the machine picking. And then we had 2 meters a row where we just come in at the end of the season and hand pick somewhere in between, but still significantly better than the machine, but not significantly as good as the multi-picking. Then the revenues, I just simply took the lint values, or the loan values, I should say, and multiply them with the yield for each of the plots, which was not significant, and then you get a revenue, basically. And again, we have significant differences. This time, the 2 meters a row was not significantly different than the machine, although the multi-picking was significantly different than the other two. So in conclusion, I'm going to reiterate some points I've already made. No significant difference in my location for yield, but there was in South Georgia. I have some of that preliminary data with Hurricane Michael, if you remember that event this last year. Dr. Snyder told me they lost as much as a half a bale, 250 pounds, 300 pounds. I haven't run the statistics on that, but I'm pretty much say that's probably significant. And then, like I reiterated at this point, I said a second ago, we saw with the multi-hand pickings that we got a gain of over 10 cent premium. I don't know about you, but if I'm a farmer, I'm pretty excited about 10 cents a pound. The next, like I said before, reiterate that. Most of that's coming from color, micronary length, strength, and uniformity. And I think, namely, from just kind of taking a snapshot of the data overall, it came from color grade. So future research, we're going to continuation of this study next year at College Station, Vernon, and Tifton. Also, we're excited about we're going to add a Mid-South location in Jackson, Tennessee. I think something else further we need to look at is what impact does the fruiting positions have? I don't know. I like to say this is rain. I keep reading it rain. But we need to look harder and see if we're just moving up the plants causing the less premiums, if you will, or more discounts, if you will, or if it's just where weather events that damage the actual land. Hopefully, as always, we have a dry fall next year and we'll be able to compare it to a wet fall this year, as every producer or researcher would like. So in closing, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated and the many conversations we had and teleconferences, if you will, the best way to tackle this project and the establishing this protocol and figuring out how we should do this. So it's kind of moving toward it. Dr. John Winur, I didn't present his data. Oh, I'm sorry. We had actually had another harvest method, whereas we took the machined pit cotton and we sent it to him to be cleaned. Haven't received that yet. I'll analyze that once I get back to College Station. But I'd like to thank him for cleaning the cotton samples for me. And then, of course, my cotton extension team. Without them, I don't know if I could have done this, the multiple hand pickings, the hot afternoons, but thank you to them. And then Lola Sexton is Dr. Snyder's technician down in Georgia. Thank you for providing the data from their location to me. So at this time, I'd like to open the floor, and if anybody has any questions, I'd like to entertain them. Thank you. Dr. Ritchie. Let's see. So I think you're talking about this slide, maybe. So that's the loan value. So this is loan values compared to the machine. So each of them had 9 hand pickings, and that is the loan values for each of them. Of course, the letters are obviously indicating the significance and stuff like that. But yes, we average. I think you may be talking about some of these are some of yours I borrowed. Thank you, by the way. but yes, we took a loan values from each of those different pickings. So this fourth one, we got an average loan value for each of the different plots and then ran statistical analysis on it, compare means. Did I answer your question? Thank you. Okay.
Other questions?
All right. Thank you.